Well, this is the Kerry James from Kingston, Jamaica, and right now you're listening to Global Sounds FM with Barbara and Dominic and Student in Funk Regensburg.
So today we have Jamaican singer Kerry James. Hello.
Greetings. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. And Dominic?
I'm quite good. Everything is all right. I'm around with my Italian friends, my crazy Italian friends, and today we made the trip. So everything's
okay.
Fine.
You guys enjoying it? Good news.
Yeah, it's a great sunny day here in Germany today. So that's great.
So, well, how could we start? I don't know. I would like maybe directly start with one song of you, if you would like. I really liked your song Uptown Tenement Yard.
I find a little house on the avenue. It look good from outside, but I never knew 19 other people live inside. It is a uptown tenement yard.
Yeah, same. Thank you.
No, because I really like the song. I like the rocksteady dub vibe in it, and it also reminded me because the topic in it. Because we also spoke to Kalia, who is also an artist from Jamaica originally, and in her video called with a song called Easy, she shows the problems of Jamaican poverty in the Jamaican society. And I had the feeling in your video you were talking about the uptown society. What did you mean saying, I quote, they say it for the working class?
Okay. All right. Well, Uptown Tenement Yard was created out of a very personal situation where I was physically living in a space that is more of the community is known for more middle class people, where, you know, working people, not rich people, but not the ghettos, you know?
Yeah.
And what you find happening is that in a space like that, owners decided to start converting their regular homes that they could rent as a regular home into informal multi-dwelling units. So instead of creating an apartment complex, you convert a house into multiple different rooms where people can have their independent rooms. Now, being that the area isn't known for that kind of thing, and then it's not officially an apartment, it fits into that tenement yard concept. And then, as I said, they say it's for the working class because of the type of people that live there. Everyone that lives in these areas are people who are working and trying to build life, you know.
I see. Is this your origin, like where your parents were raising you up?
No. I lived at the place that you, if you watch the music video, I literally live at that place, or lived at that place. I used to live there. And it was just, you know, in life you have stepping stones. So you have some places that you can afford to live there for right now. But once you start doing a little bit better, you'll move on. That was kind of one of those places for me. So that's in Kingston, right. But I grew up in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
I see.
Yeah. What's really special about your songs is that they are always honest and they have a deep message. Like, for example, the song on your first EP with Version called March Out.
And if you're hunting for the paper, march out. God is his team, grimy, usted and timely. No matter which way you vote. So if you want to make the money, march out.
With this song, I think you wanted to encourage people to make a stand and watch out against injustices.
Yeah, you know, it's about the guys who are, I would say, in the streets, how we call it, in the streets, out there every day trying to survive. And it's about, you know, mentally putting yourself in that mind frame that you can keep pushing and keep moving forward. Yeah. So March Out is very similar to a newer song, which is Prevail.
We don't believe in failure. We gonna prevail today. At the paychecks we breathe. We don't believe in failure. Test yourself and see.
Like a follow-up to March Out.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the end of May, you released your latest EP called Self-Fulfillment. And I think this EP has a more a sound that is more like roots reggae. And there are also some deep messages, like, for example, the song, yeah, Prevail, as you said, or Rich and Lonely.
Rich and lonely, I don't wanna be rich and lonely.
life than all of the money and all of the hype. Not for them rich and lonely.
All the songs have a message. Does the inspiration come from experiences from your life for your songs?
Yes, most cases, yes. What happens is that for me, my music is my way of motivating myself. So self-fulfillment is the idea of getting to that point where you've accomplished what you'd like to accomplish, or you're comfortable, you're content with what your life is, right? And I strive for self-fulfillment. I would love to reach to a point where I'm like, yeah, this is it. I've gotten to my dream. And the EP and all the songs are really heading towards that direction. So Rich and Lonely is a song where I speak about not wanting to get to a point where I have all the money in the world, but I don't have nobody to celebrate it with, or to be comfortable with, you know, because sometimes we work so hard, we forget about the other side of life, which is the people that you love and the people that love you. And then by the time you get to a point where you've been successful and you have the money, you don't have anybody beside you that you can trust, or anybody that you know, you can really connect with. So that song was me reminding myself that, hey, you have to find a balance. We don't want to be rich and lonely. So it's about, you know, working, but at the same time enjoying life and connecting with people.
Yeah, that's a really good message, finding the balance. I think that's really important.
So we were now talking, for example, mainly about the society, and let's say about the decision to have a balance between self-fulfillment and, of course, the hard work in Jamaica. Now the question comes up, where is your origin? Like, when did you start to say, now I want to do music? Because as we know, in the music business is one of the hardest games there is. And there's always about the self-fulfillment question. And the same question is, fuck, how do I do my money?
Right. Well, firstly, for me, I grew up in a family that has a lot of people that were in music, not necessarily on the level where there are superstars that you'd know them. But for example, my dad plays multiple instruments, and he used to be an artist with gospel. And quite a few other people in my family are musicians, some professional, some not. But music has always been around my upbringing. So when I was 14, I decided I wanted to become a music producer, and I started, you know, learning how to make beats and trying to play the instrument and stuff like that. And then maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, I started to focus more on being an artist. So for all those years, I was making instrumental stuff like that, trying to be a producer. And then at some point, while making instrumentals, you find that you start to write songs. And then after starting to write songs, I was like, all right, maybe sometimes I hear a certain type of song on an instrument and another artist don't hear that. So you feel like you don't get what you really wanted to get out of that project. So I started to record the songs myself. And here we are today.
So, but only one question, because my sister also became now a producer, and she finally decided, after she was mainly for 15 years writing her own songs, but something like bad in her life happened. So I wanted to know, was there some awakening moment in your life where you said, no, fuck, now I have to be a producer, I have to make it myself, I have to do that. It didn't work,
yeah,
what I did before.
That happened when I became an artist. So in 2016, at the end of 2016, going into 2017, some tough things happened to me, and I personally was in like depression and a lot of like mental stuff. And music was my way of getting out of that. So I started to develop discipline personally first. So that's how I got out of it. So I started like jogging, and I was doing like exercises two times per day, every day for like 3 months. And then I started doing vocal training. And then I started in November or October of that same year, 2017, I started to record my own songs officially. And by the following January of 2018, I had released my first song. And that was what music was my way of getting out of the depression and the stress and, you know, all that mental stuff. So it was my way of overcoming then. And so it's not a moment where I said, okay, no, I have to be an artist. But it was my medication and my therapy. And somewhat, I could say it saved my life.
Is music self-fulfillment?
Music is my transport towards self-fulfillment. Music is a major part of my life. It is what I love. And music is what will be a major part of when I get to self-fulfillment. But for me, self-fulfillment is a lot more. It's about getting to that point on a personal level where you find peace and you're comfortable. And, you know, you would have achieved some stuff that you wanted to achieve in music. But it's, to me, a lot more than just music.
Because now that I listened to you, I had the feeling that music actually is for you healing. It's a healing of the soul.
Yes.
And the self-fulfillment is the step
all
over
the songs,
it.
Right, exactly. And that's why if you listen to all the songs, they're connected to me in some way. Because, for example, as I said, March Out and Prevail are songs that I didn't write for anybody else. I wrote them for myself. So I listen to my songs and I get my own motivation from my own music. So my music is created for me first, and then hopefully you like it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the process of putting all the EP self-fulfillment together. How was it finding your sound over the past years and putting all the songs together? How was the process?
All right. So self-fulfillment firstly was produced by More Love Music, and More Love Music is in Italy. We have never officially met, but when the pandemic started in 2020, we ended up in a situation where they were in contact with someone that is a part of my team in Jamaica, and they wanted to do some work with someone in reggae, and I was recommended. And then we started working through video call, almost like these, every day for a few months during the pandemic. So it was lockdown. Nobody had anything better to do. And we did writing sessions and listening sessions. And I had the microphone and stuff in my bedroom at that point, before I built the studio. And I did demos. And we listened back to the demos, we fixed the demos. And then after we had gotten to a point where we had, I think, 9 or 10 songs, we decided to officially go into the studio and started to record. And luckily, we were able to use the Pot of Gold studio. That's for Richie Stevens. Richie Stevens is big in Jamaican music too. So we did all the music at his studio. And all this was like almost a 2-year process. So, you know, it's a lot of work, but it was also different for me because I've never really worked like that remotely for so much music. But, you know, it was great because I've worked remotely before. Uptown Tenement Yard was produced by a friend in Serbia, not in Jamaica. So, you know, it's not my first time working remotely with a producer.
Yeah, and it's a great EP that came out at the end of May.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was it a difference working now on your solo project? Because we know that you have been a part of the duo called Pandemic Jamaica. Is it a difference to work solo on those projects then?
Yes, because that was my first step into being an artist. That was right before we did that for like 2 years. That was right before I became a solo artist. And at that point, I wasn't the one doing any singing. I was more like a DJ, you know, like almost a regular dancehall artist. But when it became just me, I needed to learn to be the artist, the act, the product. And it took some personal development, especially on a mental level. And then I had to learn to actually vocalize properly. So I did some training on that, and you know, it, a lot more artist development than anything else, because I had to now become not just a part of a duo but the artist. So I had to relearn everything to become what I am now.
Right. Yeah, and you said that you grew up being surrounded by a lot of music. You played drums as a teenager. You started composing instrumentals while in high school. And then you started to study audio engineering at the university in Jamaica. Are there any artists that have a big influence on you and your music that you, for example, listened at home?
Some of my favorites are Damian Marley. Sean Paul. People like Chronix. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the savior, welcome the Rasta. you know, especially Damian Marley, because I love Bob Marley's music. But in my generation, Damian Marley is the artist that I kind of grew up in my teenage years listening to. So big influence on me, especially in reggae music. But there, I listen to a lot of music, not just Jamaican stuff either. So I have influences from all over the world, but definitely, you know, like Damian Marley and Sean Paul are the two that really stands out for me.
Yeah, great. Those are really great artists. And I think we can hear the influence in your music. Yeah. You studied at the university in Jamaica, audio engineering. We are a student radio at the university in Regensburg. Is there any tip for students that you have?
Because many people are asking themselves, you know, when they are maybe already doing music and still they don't know what the world is out there, well, what can they do to implement their skills, you know? What can they study? What can they do? You know, they have all these questions and nobody is guiding them. So it's always nice to hear somebody that already did it and knows what is special, well, and what is hard about it.
Firstly, let me just correct one thing. The first thing is that while I did a lot of audio engineering stuff, a lot of my training was really practical. What I did at the university was business stuff, more economics and statistics. I have a double major degree in economics and statistics, but audio engineering I was doing alongside that. And as I said, I did a lot of physical work, like working on stage shows, being an engineer on stage shows, a lot of parties and stuff like that. The important thing, though, is this, in my mind, as a creative person, you don't always get the opportunity to study your creative talent like that. But creativity is a lifelong thing. So it doesn't matter whether or not it's today or tomorrow, you can develop yourself and integrate that into your life as you go along. And each person's journey is going to be different. Even in music, each person's career is going to be different. You may never have another Bob Marley from Jamaica, but you might find people like myself that might be able to make some good music that somebody likes. And we have to always respect that and respect that, you know, people who consume music don't really owe you anything. It's just an expression, and it's just life. And you have to live your life and become your own artist or your own musician and find your own space. But it's not a rule, or it's not really much of a formula sometimes. It's just about naturally fitting into what works for you.
All right.
Yeah, so now that you have put out a lot of music, are there maybe any plans for some, a tour, a concert, or putting out more music? What are your plans?
Right now, locally, we're doing and planning some shows. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully you guys might see me before the end of your winter doing some club performances. So, you know, it's been worked on, but I can't confirm just yet because that's out of my control.
Okay, great. So we're looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Let's say some simple question. I mean, what is at the moment making you happy in life?
I have a small group of people around me. I don't have a very large circle, and we are very close, and we do everything together. And I think that's one of the greatest things for me right now, to have people that I can relate to and people I can interact with. Because yes, I love music and music is my life. And yes, you try to work and you try to make money and you try to do all those things, but it all boils down to your experiences, and a lot of your experiences depend on the people who are around you. And once more, you can't be rich and lonely, because it don't work. So that's my thing right now. I have the people around me, you know, very nice group of people, and we all do music, we all work together, and you know, and it makes the environment really good and really fun.
That's great.
So we send out the message to the people from you. Look to the experience you make every day. It's more important than any working every day only earning money.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So I think we can move on to our last question. In each of our interviews, we ask the artists about their song recommendation or artist that they listen to a lot right now. So what is your song that you have been listened to a lot recently, or artist maybe?
I listen to a lot of Damian Marley. Okay. I don't think there's any song in specific.
Yeah, he has a lot of great songs.
Yeah, I don't think there's any song in specific, but I listen to a lot of Damian Marley stuff.
Do you have a favorite Damian Marley song?
Yeah, my favorite Damian Marley song would be, let's see, which one do I pick from? I love the song on the recent album, there's Autumn Leaves.
Good times, bad times, smiles and frowns, don't give up.
And then there is, yeah, I think Autumn Leaves and Speak Life.
Speak life, live a humble and meek life.
Speak life.
Oh yeah, that's a great
song. Humble and meek life. Yeah, that song is really, really nice.
That's really good.
For now. And then there's a song that, you know, from Chronix, Skankin' Sweet, is one of the nicest songs I've heard in a very long time. So,
oh yes,
yeah. I listen to that a lot too.
Skankin' Sweet, everybody wanna feel like free, forget your troubles and rap with me.
What song you would play on our show if you would have the opportunity to?
Definitely Uptown Tenement Yard. It's probably one of my favorite songs.
Cool. I see the same way.
Great. So thank you for your time, Carrie James, and hopefully we will listen to some more music of you or see you someday live, maybe in Germany.
Very soon.
Have a nice day.
Very, very soon, hopefully. And thank you guys for having me. And enough respect to everyone that's checking this out. Blessings from Jamaica, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yes, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, blessings.
On the avenue, it looked good from outside.